day with Gunners and Ali. It's Thursday, the 14th of July. Let's find out what happened on this day. It's also Bastille Day.
Bastille Day.
Yes, William Hanna, the American cartoonist who created loads of cartoons, including the Flintstones. He was born on this day in New Mexico in 1910. We lost him in the year 2000.
Gerald Ford, born Leslie King Jr., was born in Nebraska on this day in 1913. We lost him in 2006. He was the 38th president of the USA, 74 to 1977.
Aussie actor and legend John Wood is 76 today, most well known for his role in Blue Heelers as Senior Sergeant Tom Croydon.
Sarge Croydon. Deborah Mailman was born in Mount Isa, Queensland on this day in 1972, turning the big 5-0. Mm. Happy birthday.
Another fabulous Australian actress. It was on this day in 1789. The French Revolution was instigated when Paris citizens stormed the Bastille prison, hence why today is Bastille Day.
Mm. And also La Marseillaise was written by Roger de Lille.
Yep, that guy.
It was adopted as the French national anthem. Hope and Glory, it sounds
like. Yeah, in 1795 that happened. In 1867, a bit of an explosion occurred when Alfred Noble demonstrated dynamite for the first time at a quarry in Surrey.
A tape measure in a circular case was patented on this day in 1868.
Oh, what, the retractable tape measure?
The retractable tape measure.
Oh, or did they just put it in a circular case? I don't know. Gets pretty cold sometimes, but in 1945, a temperature of minus 22.2 degrees Celsius was recorded at Charlotte Pass in New South Wales. That is bloody freezing.
Sale of the Century, hosted by Tony Barber, began on Aussie TV on this day in 1980. It ran until 1991.
In 1988, the Australian Socceroos defeated world champs Argentina 4-1 in Sydney.
And, Ali, the longest singles final at Wimbledon occurred on this day in 2019. It was against Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic. Guess how long it ran for?
How long?
4 hours and 58 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. That is a long game. And Djokovic obviously won, didn't he?
He did, but Cairo visits were up by 70% after that game.
And that's on this day for Thursday, the 14th of July, Bastille Day.